So there comes a time in every person's life where they have to kind of reassess their daily lives. They have to reassess what they do for a living. They have to reassess the way they do things. It's just, life is just a constant cycle of assessing and reassessing just to make sure you're on the right track. Because so many things happen, so many different variables are involved, that I think it's imperative to constantly assess and reassess. So this video that you're about to hear comes in the aftermath of a meeting I had with one of my executives. They just kind of make me reassess where I am currently and where I am going in my professional life, and some things I didn't necessarily want to hear. Hey guys, I haven't recorded one of these in a while, but I wanted to jump on here just because I've had a lot going on my mind in the next couple of days. So usually I take answers that people post and I answer them hoping that it'll bring value for you. But today I want to go a different route, and I just kind of want to use this as a video diary or audio if you're listening to the audio point once I strip it, because I want to do this as an article, I want to do it as a video, and I want to do it as a podcast and do the audio form and really hit all three sides that people consume. But going back, I wanted to, like I said, use this as a video, audio, or written diary, whatever, and really just kind of express some of the things that go on in my life and my position as a coordinator for a leadership program at a local YMCA here in Jacksonville, Florida. So when I started, it was the expectation has changed. The game has changed. I took the position because of working directly with youth, working directly with teens, and then like helping them on social, emotional, academic portions of their life, really exposing them to the world. But lately, it's become less working with the teens, and the expectation, of course, which comes from people at executive positions, the expectation has become to be more numbers driven. And a lot of people in executive positions are more numbers driven. I am not. I am not numbers driven at all. I am more of a qualitative kind of guy and less of a quantitative kind of guy. I'm more concerned with breakthroughs that individuals have. I'm more concerned with things that the kids learn, and less so than the numbers of the program and retaining members, even though I definitely want to do that. That's not where my focus is, for my own particular reasons that match my own lifestyle and the things that I'm good at. So in my position, I'm literally the only one in my position, but it's been a struggle to be on both sides of the fence. It's been a struggle to be one-on-one with, not one-on-one, but to be focused on quantitative results with the kids and be focused on quantitative results with the kids. So for me, as the only one and the driver of this program, the driver of this movement, not just the only one, but the lead at this position, which is what I aspire to become, it's become tough to be on both sides of the fence, to be quantitative and be qualitative at the same time. So it's just really brief, but I just wanted to hop on here and just kind of use this as a video diary again and really just kind of express some of the things that have been going on with me. And just, I need a vacation. I'll just be frank. I need a vacation. And not a vacation for the sake of having a vacation, but for me, I want to take a vacation just to reassess not only some personal things, but reassess the direction of the program and how I fit in with it. and just kind of take all things into consideration. And this is really just kind of an interesting time. It's a lot going on, but I wear a lot of hats and have a lot of hands to balance those things. But at the same time, I'm not afraid to outsource or make a move that immediately is in my best interest, and also in the best interest of the people who I serve and do this work for. So, yeah, just a video / audio / written diary, however you consume this particular piece of content. Just know that if you're in, it's okay to, like, when you have good things, sometimes you have to take the good with the bad, but you also have to manage expectations. You have to manage the expectations of others, because I'll be honest, like, the people at this Y, they want a particular thing that I don't particularly want. They want to go in a direction in a certain way that I don't particularly want to go. So it's become a battle that I have to reassess. So anyway, that's it. Hope you guys found some value in it. Whether it's take the good with the bad, or look, man, take a vacation, or whatever. So, you know, do what you need to do. Just remember you are in the driver's seat. You make the decisions in your life. And if people don't like those decisions, then that's on them. But at the end of the day, you have to be happy with the decisions that you make for yourself and the people who you serve and the people you hold dear. Do so.